Harper Audio presents Platypus Police Squad, The Ostrich Conspiracy by Jarrett J. Krasowska, performed by Johnny Heller. The Kalamazoo City Dome. The city's brand-new family attraction was every bit as awesome and spectacular as Mayor Edward Saunders promised it would be. A world-class entertainment center for a world-class city. Only 13 months after it was announced, the KC Dome was complete, and with the doors about to open for the first time, all of Kalamazoo was bursting with pride. It wasn't always that way. For months, everyone from editorial writers at the Kalamazoo City Crier to street-corner cranks had been squawking about the extravagant building and its lousy location. Hardly anyone believed the mayor would pull it off. Whoever heard of an indoor-outdoor amusement park with a retractable roof? Why would anyone try to build one on top of the landfill in the southwest corner of the city? What parents would want to take their kids to the worst part of town? How would Kalamazoo City possibly afford such a boondoggle? Of course, the project had its supporters. The mayor's inner circle was thrilled that the dome would be even larger and more impressive than anyone had imagined. And throughout the brouhaha, Mayor Saunders never once wavered, even though his reputation and his legacy were on the line. Now the KC Dome was finally opening, almost, on time and, mostly, on budget. And Kalamazooians, young and old, rich and not so rich, had buried their differences and come out en masse for the big celebration. Even the project's noisiest critics were on hand. All of them had been waiting in line for hours, knowing this day would go down in history. The city officials were arrayed on a platform just outside the main entrance. The Kalamazoo City Coronet Club was there too, their horns announcing the big moment with a noisy fanfare, as Mayor Saunders cut the ribbon and declared the dome open for business. The wrought iron gates whisked apart, and in a flash, the complex was crammed with eager fun-seekers and adrenaline junkies. A huge crowd jostled to be among the first in line at the Screamer Coaster, a roller coaster that swooped at such steep angles you were almost guaranteed to lose your lunch. Kids of all ages swarmed for a chance to ride on Boing, a bungee jump that sent them flipping through the air. The crowd was buzzing with anticipation for the first of the nightly fireworks displays. But everyone agreed that the finest attraction of all, the one that would be best remembered by everyone who saw it, was the Kalamazoo City River of Dreams, a ride through Kalamazoo City's fabulous history, featuring some of the most fantastic animatronics ever seen, and created by a top-notch team of artists and engineers direct from Hollywood. The line for that ride snaked throughout the floor of the dome. Within the sea of thrill rides, food stands, and ticket booths, a young couple held hands and marveled at the thrilling scene. "Want another bite of cotton candy?" offered the boy, a good-looking, fresh-faced teen. He didn't need the red fur and bushy tail to be considered a fox. He was just that good-looking.
"No, thank you, Blake."
The girl, a striking young platypus, pulled her boyfriend's varsity jacket closer around her chest as she rested her head on his shoulder. Tonight, their hearts beat in rhythm as they celebrated the 6-month anniversary of their first date.
"Hey, Vanessa, let's go check out the SKCY scraper."
Blake motioned toward the Ferris wheel, its lights dancing in the reflection of his eyes.
"Honey, you know how I feel about heights."
"Oh, come on, wouldn't it be romantic?" Blake smiled sweetly.
Vanessa looked from her boyfriend to the gigantic revolving wheel.
"Okay, but seriously, if I say we're getting off, we're getting off."
"You got it, sweetie," said Blake. "This is going to be great. If there's any night to see the city from up high, tonight's it. Besides, I have a special surprise for you."
Vanessa followed him toward the towering machine, growing more nervous by the minute. By the time the safety bar was locked down, her heart was beating at a frantic pace. She
Sample complete. Ready to continue?